It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the Virgin of Guadalupe, saint, Mexican national icon, and now tattoo image.
When you're making the decision to put a piece on you, a tribal armband does not equal the glorious Mother of God.
That is coming up, but first, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants car maker Daimler Chrysler AG to recall 600,000 of its Dodge Durango sport utility vehicles and Dodge Dakota pickup trucks from the model years 2000 to 2003. The problem, separation of the upper ball joint, which could cause the wheels to fall off the vehicle. For more on this, we turn to Jean Jennings, editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. She spoke with Alex Chadwick.
Jean Jennings, for starters, can you explain to us the physical problem? What is ball joint separation?
First of all, there are two ball joints on each front corner of this Durango and the Dakota pickup truck in question. Those ball joints, they're part of the entire front suspension corner of the vehicle, holding the wheel and tire in place and other pieces. What is apparently happening is there is a failure of the upper ball joint. Now, it's usually the lower ball joint itself that takes the heaviest load.
Uh-huh.
So if one was to wear out, you'd expect it to be the lower one. Well, at 30,000 miles, neither should wear out. So this makes sense. Something is happening to that upper ball joint. It's having a catastrophic failure. And once you lose one ball joint, you're pretty much in a world of hurt. The other one's going to quickly follow.
And it actually can make the wheel fall off?
Oh, yeah, it will fall off then. Now, this is what I've learned digging around a little bit. There is an upper ball joint problem, and it's a corrosion problem. And it's happening in the salt states, according to insiders at Chrysler. It's not a 50-state situation.
Here is the first line of the story reported on the Associated Press. The automaker doesn't believe the defect is dangerous. Wouldn't wheels falling off be a pretty major problem?
That is a bonehead spokesperson. I cannot believe that when your front wheel falls off, you're in a world of hurt. This is a safety problem. And I would venture to say there are people there that know it. You would guess that any engineer in the suspension department is going to be working overtime to prove it wasn't his fault or her fault.
Well, what should someone do if they own one of these vehicles? Say they're getting up around 30,000 miles.
Yeah, let's say, first of all, it makes sense that this situation is coming to light only now because the average person puts about 11,000 miles a year on a vehicle. And this, by the way, is only happening in four-wheel drive versions of the 2000 to 2003 Durango and possibly Dakotas, okay?
Okay.
So, number one, do you have a four-wheel drive version? Number two, are you in a salt state? Now, this cannot be found during routine maintenance because, in general, we're not doing a lot of routine maintenance anymore. They've maybe gone through a 15,000-mile service and maybe going to a 30,000-mile service. So what you want to do is if you're pushing 20,000 to 30,000, you want to have that front ball joint checked out for corrosion, the upper ball joints in the front, checked for corrosion. If they are, have them replaced and keep your receipt. My guess is by the time this day ends, there will be something coming from Chrysler, and I guarantee you they are going to do the right thing.
They've said that they would respond by next week, but
it's going to be today. They're not going to go through the weekend. They're not. It's too big. It's serious.
You presume you're going to be able to take these trucks into the dealer, they're going to fix it, and the problem will go away.
Exactly. And yeah. I would say if you're concerned enough and if you have a mileage, if all of those criteria are applied to your vehicle, then go ahead and have it done, have it fixed. You don't want your front wheel to fall off. Keep your receipts because you'll be able to get that money back. I would virtually guarantee that.
Jean Jennings, editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, speaking with us from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Jean, thanks.
Thank you.
That interview by our colleague, Alex Jedwick.